Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And in the Wilkinsburg Council on January 6th, six of the nine council members voted to censure the mayor, and Mayor joins us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Marita Garrett. Welcome back to KDK Radio, Mayor.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
For those that don't know, what's a censure?
A censure is stating that it's a public disapproval of that person's work or their leadership, but basically that's all it is. And for most of Wilkinsburg residents, it's not really that much of a shock that this council doesn't like me, but they felt the need. The first agenda item of the year was to do just that.
So, I mean, there's real no legal ramification. There's no, it's just saying that they don't feel that you're doing the job that they want you to do. What was the issue? Apparently the PA Borough Code says it's not mandatory for you to attend their meetings. What's the strife?
Right. Correct. So really, you know, it's shocking to most who maybe haven't been familiar with what's been going on in Wilkinsburg, but this is really just another laundry list of items with this council. They've been against anything progressive and moving Wilkinsburg forward for a while now. I mean, some of these people, some of these council members, if you combine their total services, they've been on for 56 years. So, you know, adding that to kind of the dynamic of what we've been dealing with this council. But essentially, I'm vocal about what's going on. I'm going to tell Wilkinsburg residents the good, the bad, and the real. And I've been very vocal about my concerns about borough management under this council and its leadership. So between, you know, facing a budget deficit that's imminent, also just last month, the funding of the library, this continues to be the path of which they're going. So when, you know, again, I'm not surprised again by their actions. I more so was surprised that this is going to be your first agenda item of the new year when you just defunded the library. There's no new revenue coming within the borough. And, you know, all of our departments are understaffed. But then again, I should have known because, you know, 10 years ago, they actually sued a then council member for starting the Wilkinsburg Community Development Corporation because, again, anything that equates to progress or growth within the borough, this council wants to stop. They rather have some semblance of their power than to see, you know, Wilkinsburg actually move forward.
We're with Wilkinsburg Mayor Marita Garrett. The borough council released a statement that said that they're accusing you of only attending three public meetings. And then how do you answer what they've said about that and claiming you misled the public about your role to make decisions over police matters?
Yeah, so in that, you know, when they say that I have the full control over police department and matters, okay, that's on paper on the borough code, yet they control my budget. So every time I try to institute or promote or try to purchase things that would help improve our policing, whether it's the latest data, whether it's new partnerships, they don't want to fund that. So I really can't be control in the way that I should of the department when they're the ones who oversee the budget for that. Additionally, going back to the meetings, you know, with that said, they're public meeting, they're council meetings that I do not have a legislative vote for. And in those first 2 years when I was mayor and attended the council meetings, because I thought, you know, at that time, maybe there was some chance that we could work together, really get on the same page, because it's not about us, right? You know, as elected officials, public servants, it's in its name, serve the public. So no one should be running to be best friends with the other, have these allegiances and putting themselves before Wilkinsburg. It's Wilkinsburg first. So going to the meetings, but it was very clear to me at those times when I would go to the meetings that I was not welcome. My input wasn't welcome. They did not care what I did. So I'm more effective. I'm not limited to just those four walls and council chambers. As you mentioned when you opened up that, you know, I'm one of the most visible and accessible people. So my direct impact is with the community, because that is who I serve, not this council. I'm not serving this, you know, nine body or specifically the six members of council. I'm serving the 16,000 residents in Wilkinsburg, and I'm going to work within a framework that is positive in doing more of that work instead of just sitting around and, you know, disrupting what is going on within the community. I mean, they've actually tried to disrupt my programs because they're upset that I won't spend time with them in their council meetings where they, you know, negate and deflect everything I say. So I spend the time doing the work within Civically, within, you know, our community conversations, our programming, working with doing the rent help, making sure people are staying in their homes. And most importantly, as of late, you know, the Hunter Building redevelopment project, which really can help change and be a catalyst for responsible community development in Wilkinsburg.
Okay, so it's not mandatory that you attend their meetings. And the police department, we should note that the police department did not have input into the censure as well.
Correct, and neither did full council. They only just put the resolution on the website a couple days ago, and it's not even signed.
Okay, so to move forward and get beyond this issue, whatever it is and however it was instigated, how could we get the two sides, the council and your office, to what would the council need to do to get past the whatever issue they have with you?
They can't, because this is something that's been going over the past 4 years. What I can do and what I'm committed to do is getting rid of this, essentially rid of this cancer that has stagnated this council for over the past four decades. So getting progressive, dedicated, committed residents to get into these positions so that we can really explore and do the work, all of us, to move Wilkinsburg in the right direction. So I'm committed in supporting Canada. We have five council seats up. We haven't met my seat up. And as I've stated, I'm not seeking reelection, but again, I am dedicated to finding progressive and, you know, active candidates to fill these roles. We cannot continue with the same old, same old. It is stunning our growth. So we all have to get, but I'm dedicated to getting, you know, these people in these roles, and also on school board as well too. So our next primary election is May 18th, and next month starts when signatures start. So I believe with this, the community, even outside of Wilkinsburg, has woke us awakened to see, you know, really what is going on. And there have been many people since I've, you know, released the statement on what happened who have reached out to me and said, hey, I want to get involved. Hey, what ward am I in? All of those things. So I encourage those who are interested, who are interested in running here in Wilkinsburg, you know, contact me, reach out to me. My email is marita@maritagarrett.com. You can find me on Facebook, Mayor Marita Garrett, Instagram, Marita_Garrett. But I am committed to seeing that out throughout the rest of my term.
Wilkinsburg Mayor Marita Garrett, Onodisk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate your willingness to come on with us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You both as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.